we're back. We're here live, and it's late night with Deanne, and I'm here with my co-host, Donnell Stauffis. And we're here also with Tanya Blackmore, and we're talking about Flint Sterling and his invention. So were there other things that he invented during the time you knew him? Other items that were just as significant as these rings?
Well, again, I want to expand, and I would be really shortfalling if I did not share some of the what I think some of the most important aspects of the harmonizer are. And we've talked about, you know, what they might do for your health or what they might do for your emotions. Slim was an adamant one for the health of the planet and the health of people. And one of the wonderful things about these harmonizers is that within the area that these harmonizers, whether they're broadcasting a matter of a mile or 5 miles or 50 miles, that by having them present, they eliminate, again, chemtrails, they eliminate pollution, smoke. So for a healthy environment, just for, you know, these thoughts alone, they were tremendously, tremendously powerful. Now, these tests I know were done. How they cleaned up the pollution in Mexico City, how they cleaned it up in the Denver, Colorado area, just turning these harmonizers on and then playing frequencies. That they also have a very, not only calming effect upon people, but upon the Mother Earth herself in high earthquake risk areas, how they were able to monitor how it actually brought in a calming effect so that certain movement, earth movement, was not so shattering, not so intense. It eliminates a lot of the intensity. But the pollution, the clearing of things, I know that here at the ranch, we have been able to easily measure a clarity of at least 50 to 60 miles. It's like a huge circle around us. When there's forest fires, we don't have a lot of pollution right here, but we always, always, and people comment, my goodness, it's so clear here. I would really, really like to emphasize the healthy environment and the impact that it has on pollution and on, Deanne, you had asked me previously, what I do know is it does interrupt frequencies. And here at the ranch, we are in the pathway of some frequencies that were being broadcast into Canada and unaware of that. And after multiple visitations from military helicopters, et cetera, we were finally informed that there was a disruption in the frequencies that were beamed from Colorado into Canada. And we were in direct line with that, and it was so disrupted that they had to move. And there was a tower that was being used on the top of the mountain here, and that tower was simply unable to function. They would go up and fix it, and it would break down again. Fix it, break it down again. So, again, without our being aware of the enormous advantages of these harmonizers, they're at work.
Well, I want to also, folks, if you want to get to Slim Sterling's site, it's http://slimsterling, spelled S-L-I-M-S-P as in Paul, U-R-L-I-N-G.com. And if you want to send some request information in, you send it to Slim and Katharina Sterling at P.O. Box 179, Frederick, Colorado, 80530. And the phone number there is 1-303-833-1905. We're going to break, and we'll be right back. And I'll give you the number for the shipments and orders because, again, this is a great thing to have. Be right back after this break. 800-313-9443 if you have any questions.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
RBN, and this is the Dan Burley Show, and I want to make a correction to the call-in number for Slim Sperling. The number is 303-833-9033. Again, 303-833-9033, and you go to the website of slimsperling.com, slimsperling.com. John, do you have any questions for Tanya?
Well, I've got a couple of comments. I watched some of Slim's presentations, and on the question I asked about the policing, he stated that they where they had the personal harmonizer, which is good for like a 5-foot perimeter. The all the incidents they had with, say, a family dispute or whatever, they were able to solve all these problems without any arrests most of the time. And they, any of the troopers that were wearing the personal harmonizer, none of them had had any physical injury from any of, like a fight or anything. And also they had a mental hospital in which it was quite alive when they got there. It was a lot of people screaming and crying and carrying on. And within 2 minutes of the setting up of the harmonizer, the entire ward calmed right down and stayed calmed down. It was it brought stability. And so those were a couple of things that were perpetrated by Slim before that. Also, I think I also witnessed the cleaning of the air When I went to New York City over the years, it was, you know, the air was getting, you know, less and less of a good quality. And then all of a sudden, a couple of years ago, I went back, and all of a sudden, it was like I was looking around, and I go, wow, this has changed. How they do this? And now I understand that Slim had some of these harmonizers set up in the area. And I deal in the waste industry, and a lot of what they give as far as reports are lies. And so I know the industry of it's like when the coal plant shut down for a couple days, all of a sudden the earth was able to clean itself pretty good, and the airports were declaring that they could see for an extra miles, and the haze was disappearing. But something else had taken effect, and I'm sure that what I was witnessing was Slim's effects in New York City, and it really makes a big change.
John, you bring up such a wonderful point. I, again, would like to talk about some work that Slim was working with. He was working with the coal refineries and smokestacks, and the ability to diminish the percentage of pollution was vast. It was just overwhelming. It was astounding. He was working with many, many entities and organizations attempting to incorporate his technology in all pollution creating technology and industry that we have out there, and also being able to clear the toxins. When you talk about its ability to affect, it does. It is absolutely profound how it affects an area directly. You can use his rings directly for this pollution control. You can put them over, you know, over smokestacks and over pipes and any number of things. It has an undeniable effect. And John, you and I had mentioned, I love that you brought that up about the prisons and the officers and so forth. Though I was not privy to the exact outcomes of that, I had shared with you something that Slim had told me once. He said, "You take that harmonizer with you, gal, and you put that on the table whenever you're in a meeting." And he said, "The lovely thing about having that harmonizer there is that the truth will always come to the surface." And so the truth of if someone is harboring agendas or whatever, that all comes out at that meeting. That those meetings, the truth will always be on the table, and you'll always be able to make your choices, and those meetings will always go completely, completely different. And hidden agendas will no longer be hidden.
Well, we should bring those to the table when we have the presidential election.
I think they should be on every table, personally.
Yeah, around every one of the candidates, and we need to all get them and bring them to Washington, D.C., and get the truth out. But,
point that I wanted to make was Slim also perpetrated that the Water Harmony frequency neutralized every known toxin, as far as he said that it would actually bring and break down the molecular structure of the pollution and bring it back in harmony of what it's supposed to be. So, in essence, it helped the crops grow. It helped eliminate the effect of bad pests because of high organics, whatnot. It helped them break down so that it brought back the natural organics and the natural effect of, like, ladybugs that naturally eliminate some of the since you don't have a lot of the effects of high organics, it eliminates the high effect of pests as far as crops and whatnot. So you don't need all the herbicides and the pesticides to treat your crops anymore, because it's coming back into balance of harmony. And so as that happens, you've eliminated the use of pesticides, which is a huge toxin. You've neutralized a lot of these things through this process. And so between the harmonizer and the use of the frequency mechanism attached, it's just a huge plus. I don't know how else to say it.
John, I love the fact that you're bringing up, again, the agricultural effects from sticking a ring underneath a plant and watching the difference in your plant, or having these harmonizers active here and using the frequencies, what it has done to the land. We have in this area, we suffered very definitely a 7-year drought. And during that drought, our ranch and for miles around us right here, we were the ones that had water. We were the ones where our grass, and again, the beetle kill. We don't have beetle kill. And this land, each year, it just becomes more and more and more prosperous. And the water, why did we have water running when, you know, all around us in the state it was drying up and other people were carrying water? And it brings the earth back into balance. It brings the minerals back into balance. It brings everything back into balance, from the subtle to the most profound. You're absolutely right. I love that you brought that up.
The idea of just different frequencies, Lynn Horowitz proved that water under proper frequency, when it's looked under a microscope, looks like a snowflake. And if it's not, it looks like polluted water or like muck. Another thing is that there's another frequency mechanism. I can't remember the gen- Dan. I can't even remember Dan's last name. Anyhow, with his frequency, again, it was of the birds singing. And if you played it for an hour in the morning and an hour at night, the birds have a balance of nature. As they sing in the morning and in the evening, they help the plant open up its cells, and so it absorbs nutrients at that time. And he also had essential oils he would spray onto the plant. So on half the nutrient factor and half the water, he could grow a plant that had twice as much fruit. The fruit was 200 to 500% more nutritious and had like a 2 to 500% more stability and storage life. And alongside of like the use of like Slim's equipment, I did a little experiment myself this week where in the pyramid, you're supposed to be able to stick an apple after you've bitten it, and it won't color in the pyramid. And I'm not sure for how long, but at the same time, I thought, well, if we're using the idea of the pyramid frequency, which is, number one, the greatest mystery of the earth, probably the greatest structure of something that we can't build. Whoever built it knows more than us, and they built it with this frequency in mind, and Slim has replicated it. And so now here we have something that we know some things. It'll sharpen a razor blade, it'll make an apple nut, it'll you can store food in it as a refrigerator without the refrigeration process. And again, I tried to take an apple and split it in half and use the ring around one of it, and then put the other half about 4 feet away. But also I'm using the harmonizer in the area, and both halves of the apple stayed for over an hour without turning brown. So I had to go to bed. It was midnight, and I just ate the apples and went to bed. So it's, you know, you can go out and play a few games yourself. But again, just the idea of here's something that we're able to pick from, one of the greatest just one of the greatest ideas of the world that someone took just a decade or whatever to build, and we're just mimicking it and following it. I mean, it's almost like if you can pull something from that, do you think it'd be stupid? I mean, it's almost just plain common sense of, hey, look at this. And it has so many positive. The other thing I wanted to mention is the technical end of it. Slim explained it as any piece of metal creates a current, as it's just in its existence in itself. And what he did is he took the wire at the proper length, but then he would take it out farther and then fold the wire back on itself and spin it together. And so you had a positive and a negative current going in opposite directions, and then he would make he would cut the wire off at length and make the circle for the proper frequency. But in doing so, he created a mechanism that had a positiveness on both sides, which was a unique thought. And again, the idea of being able to take something and positively convert it always to a positive factor is something that our culture, just as we've always balanced things of yin and yang, where you have a negative and a positive and it comes back in balance. They don't teach us that we can have potential energy that is constantly coming. We don't have to develop it from something and destroy something to make something. Slim brings this idea to fact in just this energy, and the idea of extending that idea of saying, hey, yeah, we can use hydrogen. You can just break it apart, and it gives us a lot of energy, and it goes back together almost energy efficiently, for free of pollutions and everything else. But so this is starting to point out to us as a culture that some of these things can exist, and here's just one of them that's doing it for us. And I don't know how to thank Slim and thank you for helping present this, because to me it's just such a phenomenal fact of positiveness that I'm exuberant about it.
Me
well,
too.
We're going to break and we'll be right back. Callers 800-313-9443. And we're here with Tana Blackmore. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The Insider Secrets Revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Hi, we're back, and we're here on RBN Republic Broadcasting with our special guest, Tanya Blackmore, and she's talking about the device that Slim Sterling has left with us. Now, Slim has passed, and you told me something that's interesting. I think he related to John, that you still are in contact with Slim. And tell the listeners, you channel, is that not correct?
That is true. That is correct. We had a most unusual circumstance at his memorial. Slim actually dictated to me a message that I read at his memorial. It was rather astounding. He was quite humorous, very loving, very compassionate, and very profound in his message to everyone about taking, you know, greater responsibility for the world around us. But he was a profound human being, and it's been a privilege to be able to continue to sit and chat with him.
The one point I left out also is Slim, when he's told about the mechanism of the water frequency and the harmonizer eliminating electrical storms, it becomes a supersaturator or a conductor. And so as it takes the energy of the storm, you can actually take the rings or the coils and point it at a cloud and help disperse the energy. And so that it takes the fire out of the storm. So you've been able to shut down hurricanes and tornadoes, but there's the scientific basis of that is of a supersaturation or a conductor essence to alleviate the power of it, more or less. And as we have this information and the government hasn't allowed us to utilize it to calm things down and they promote, Katrina or whatever, these are things that really aren't that expensive. For a few thousand dollars, you could set up and protect your entire area in your school and your community, and it's just
it's
investment well taken.
Yeah, it wouldn't take thousands of dollars. You could have an egg harmonizer, and I mean, obviously, all of my friends have all this technology. Living on the East Coast during a lot of the really harsh weather and the hurricane seasons, and I know many of them that don't have anything more than the egg harmonizers, and we're not talking about thousands of dollars. We're talking about, literally $100, $200, depending upon how much technology you want to use. And you're absolutely right. You can absolutely you can disperse a cloud. You can. I have literally watched him go out and disperse chemtrails with the coils by pointing them at them. Pardon me. And I appreciate your explanation of the greater way and why this technology works. They have a profound effect. And no, I don't think it's that expensive, not at all. There's no reason why every home couldn't have some of this technology in it.
Well, how long ago did he create these devices? Was it 10, 20 years ago he made them, or has it been in existence?
This particular technology, I first became familiar with it when he was making it, in the late 90s.
Okay. But had it been some other technology similar to this he was working on before?
Well, Slim has been working on something all of his life. He was a blacksmith for much of his life, and so he really understood metals.
Uh-huh.
And because he is an extraordinary experimenter and very inquisitive and with a mind like his, he has been working on many, many things over time, things that would, and working with so many other scientists as well to actually be able to state, other technology I'm not certain of.
Has anybody ever experimented as far as like, say if you go to like an x-ray at the dentist, if you hung a ring over the x-ray mechanism so that it would maybe neutralize the harmful effects of the radiation?
Absolutely. I mean, you can put these over. That was a big thing for Slim, to eliminate, the harmful rays that were coming at you.
So he
has done that. Technology in your own home.
Okay, so he basically it neutralizes radiation then.
I'm not going to say, exactly what it does or how it does it, but yes, it definitely has a profound. Again, putting one over your computer, eliminates all the harmful rays coming at you through your computer screen.
Wow, that's great. Well, I'm going to thank you very much for coming on my show. I'd like to have you back again. And if you want to give the information on the site and the phone number again for the audience, I appreciate it. And I thank you very much, Tanya, for coming on.
Let's make that correct. Tana.
Tana, I'm sorry. Tana Blackmore. I'm sorry.
Thank
Tana.
You.
Okay. Can you give the information again?
Well, again, go to slimsperling.com, and there is yet another number that you can call, 1-877-239-0211. That's a toll-free number that you can also receive further information and... Please do call, get further information, be inquisitive, and find out more about this amazing, amazing man and the great gift that he has left this planet.
Thank you very much for coming on.
Well, I thank you for having me.
It's time.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, we're coming up to the last half hour of the Dan Burley Show, and folks, I want to bring a couple of points of measure for you to watch for. We had a good show, I think, tonight, John. Very, very good show. And I haven't done a show like this for a while because there's so much other things going on as well. You know, it's like we're on top of everything. We're trying to stay on top of everything. But one thing that we're missing right now is a parallel that I'm very concerned about, and I brought some of it to your attention during the time that Stuart Sweewell was on. And one of them is the fact that we're heading in the retrograde of a similar occurrence that happened before September 11th. I'm going to bring these out to you real quick. Know them. Write them down. Think I'm predicting something. It's right there in your face. Now, over the last course of a week or two, there was an announcement that Boeing has a new plane. I think it's 787 experimental that has ballistic weapons capability or monitoring devices or whatever. Anyway, within the next few weeks, month or whatever, they're planning on testing it. Does that sound familiar? The things that happened before September 11th, you know, testing / terrorist, anti-terrorist devices. Just look at this. Second little sign of the nightmare before a disaster is the fact that all of a sudden they're going to give money to us. We have money in them hills, we're hearing. We're going to give people huge amounts of money back in the taxes because we got a whole lot of money. But then, folks, was it not that we were told that they had to cut back on all our benefits and they didn't have any money and they got to increase the amounts of taxes and taxes here and taxes there? All over the place we've been taxed to death, highways and everything. It's being taxed to the max. We're being blocked from travel, being blocked from going out of our homes almost, the level that we can't even work because we're being taxed with no representation all over the country. But now they have money, huge amounts of money to give you refunds all over the country out of this huge, vast amount of money somewhere that they got. Now, doesn't that sound familiar when this White House took office? Do you remember that they also claimed that they were going to give us a huge amount of tax rebates and refunds, just as what they're talking about now? Same occurrence. All of that happened just before September 11th. Earmarks were a threat. In other places, what places look like they're going under bankruptcy-wise, lacking money, maybe wanting an Olympic or something in their town? Is it not the Chicagoland area? Is it not that we need a whole lot of money for taxes? Are they embarking another cell attack here? Or maybe New York again? Or maybe it's in Los Angeles? But again, they usually target three or more cities. And again, mock terrorist attack with so-called planes with ballistic capabilities or whatever. You know, just think about it. And then we have the other, parallel. We have a financial crisis on our hand. Now, before September 11th, we were going through this stock market crisis. Now we're going through a homeowner crisis. Homes are going all over, up for auction, all over the place. Now, is that not parallel to September 11th? So these are earmarks of parallels. Now, these parallels we look at could be a situation of another level to bring us to another economic level of collapse so that they can impose this other level of security, maintenance through homeland, whatever you want to call it, placing this upward so that we will only be able to operate if they tell us and choose that we are deemed fit to. This new ID card, I have been stating, and I still state, and you can check and verify, because, again, I do my homework for folks. I go through a massive amount of investigation to come up with information I bring here. And the thing is that international driver's licenses was the way to go for these alleged terrorists. They could not get a driver's license unless they had proof that they were either a naturalized citizen, they were here on a visa or some type of thing that gave them a residency here in the United States. They can't just walk in and get a driver's license. That's a lie. They're telling you lies, folks. International driver's license were $5. It went up to $500. It was selling a black market. Various people from various countries were selling them, orchestrating them all over, and especially here in the Chicagoland area. But there was probably to one where the police were trying to sting, but they were told not to do it, and they were told to stand down by federal officials. Why? But now all of a sudden we have to have this international thing where we're putting up this new type of ID card that they have to investigate you, which might take 3-4 months. Then you have to pay huge sums of money to get this ID card for you to have the right to travel. You have the right to travel, which is a part of the Constitution. I'm also hearing, too, that you can't use the word Constitution in your lawsuit and brief because they're not adhering to it. You have to color code what you say. Cannot use the word Constitution because if you put that in a legal brief, it is not going to fly. This is what's going on in this country. We have election coming up, 2008. We need to make huge changes, and we need the truth. We need to be not lies. We have to look at our candidates and remember what they did in the past, the scandals that they were involved with. If you and I did any of those things, we would be under the jail. if you and I did any of those things, they would be watching your home like they do me every day over here where I'm not doing anything. But then you have like Buddy Rich and all these other people that get exonerated loud back out in the arena with huge masses amounts of money, and they're able to still continue to defraud the public. You have Enron people, executives still out there. They never paid their money back, nor the people at United Airlines that had suffered all that time and lost all their pensions. They never got a dime back. But then there were those flight hours that the people were getting, and extended flight hours that were never mentioned into the bankruptcy court and not allowed back in as new evidence because the bankruptcy court won't allow it. Why? Now, the thing is that these people all are affected. Everybody's affected left and right. And, again, all these things are all earmarked of something that happens in a pattern. It goes on and on until we wake up, open our mind, expand our mind to a level, stop being mind-controlled, brain-controlled, and open up the fact that we can change this just like Dorothy that had those little ruby shoes on to click their heels. We can change odds if we have a will in a way. We don't have to do it with violence. We don't have to do it with anything, but our mind will tell you exactly what needs to be done. Now, I'm going to bring my special guest, my friend up, Bill in Idaho. Bill, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, Dan. Great show as usual. Your previous guest was very compelling, considering we have, people in the community here that they keep on radiating and poisoning because they don't know, and their young daughters are dying of that and of cancer. I didn't hear the whole interview. I got interrupted, but hope to get that 877 number from you. Yeah, it is absolutely tragic to see what goes on for people who are not aware, not awake, not involved, and not protected with the truth. And it goes on and on and on. There was a suggestion on another network yesterday that all the incumbents go, and I can certainly understand and appreciate the need for a majority of them to go because they have performed sedition and treason at every level. If not in the presidency, certainly in the community, this world license that they're bringing in via the passports. In some cases now, you have to have a passport in order to go ahead and qualify for the license, and they are combined when you get that strip on the back of the official traveling papers. But it's coming like a freight train, and I understand that, like your guest home state over in Montana, they are their governor is really a quite extraordinary patriot, and he's standing up and saying, it's not coming here. We're not going to enforce that driver's license nor the travel papers discussion, and so that's encouraging in and of itself. It would seem to me, Dan, that it goes all the way back to the educational system, which I think we were talking about just yesterday on another program. They have managed to brainwash the American public since Grandma and Grandpa were told that their generation had won World War II. All they did is put everybody to sleep and supplant their Nazi oligarchy into this country very effectively, and infect the Department of State, if not the presidency, certainly the investigative agencies and bodies by virtue of their spheres of influence and the unlimited power of the printing press. I'd only mention the educational system because the last two issues of the Sentinel, which is the University of Idaho, North Idaho campus here, right next to Coeur d'Alene, where we now have a working relationship with Backup, the sister company of Blackwater. On the 5th of November, it was Campus Deals with Death of Student Suicide. And then on November 19th, 2007, MRSA hits NIC and sends one student to the hospital. But I don't think anybody's watching or paying attention to patterns, because all of a sudden, I'm hoping the message gets out to somebody over at the university and they can call in, considering we now have a broadcast throughout the city with a, you know, small micro that serves the whole entire city of Coeur d'Alene, 100.5 FM. And very brave, young, quality people that are attempting to put out a quality paper on the campus. And I'd point out Miss Jessica Srindell from the November 19th edition, which happens to be the last one that I've noticed around the area. If there's a newer one, I'd love to hear about it. And the discussion is War of Words. Am I a wacko, conspiracy theorist, warped Nazi who needs to get a clue? Surprised? Me too. It's very interesting if anybody opens their mouth in regard to real serious issues, let alone writes about them. It's obvious that there is a component within society that's very interested in smearing them and slandering them, but not talking about the issues. And what it comes down to is, and I'll read this just briefly, until a few days ago I had no idea that my article, Hillary, the New Face of Communism, was reviewed in Huckleberry's online in the Spokesman Review. Evidently, it was posted the day after the issue of the Sentinel came out, which, of course, would have been, last month's issue. And the blog spot that made the comments to her closed on the 16th, the same day that it opened. Sample the comments to her. I'm afraid of people who are so warped in their thinking, like Jessica, that they let their radical ideology impact logical thought. Scary. Funny. I was under the impression that Hillary was the warped in her thinking, but evidently I am for pointing that out. The article took days of researching, writing, and receiving comments, and only took two seconds to assault. And another comment, I think Jessica Sundell was born about 70 years or so too late, one blogger offered. She would have made a good assistant to Joe McCarthy in about 1953 or so. The revisionist history being so strong that they would tell these kids that Joe McCarthy was about looking for communists under the bed, they forget to mention that there were a lot more communists there than what even he was alleging at the time, and history has proven it out to be. But nobody mentioned the Nazis. Anyway, this young lady wrote a very compelling article in regard to, talking about real issues in this presidential campaign, and for that, all she got is a bunch of derision and abuse and name-calling, and it goes on throughout society. So if, by chance, she gets to hear this in the future on a rebroadcast or whatever, because we've got American Archive Voice, American Voice Radio Archives going out this evening for the university community, possibly she would know we've got the evidentiary documentation that proves that, quite to the contrary, she is anything but a Nazi. She's a very brave, observant writer and an excellent journalist with a lot of potential and art potential as well. But she's very observant. And if by history she would have the opportunity to review some of the archive material that's being made available either on Republic by broadcasters as yourself, Deanne, or many others, and certainly the American Voice Radio Net, she would only come to realize who the real Nazi thought control police ultimately are. And we would hope nothing but the best for her. And all the hard copy evidence is floating around the city in different places. People have received packages from myself and others. But that's what's going on in Coeur d'Alene, the same city where they never even bothered to discuss fully the relationship, the fascist relationship between the same little North Idaho college institution that she's learning her skill craft at presently in journalism, and Backup. Backup being the sister of Blackwater, a very large military police organization that has moved into Coeur d'Alene, and I think, unfortunately, ultimately to its detriment. So that's where we're at right now. It's beautiful here. Nice, soft, fluffy snow falling, and all is well.
I want to do something just before the end of the broadcast. I'm going to do a little tidbit at the end of every week I'm here on RBN. People, you know, you hear things about Jewish people and the Jewish culture, but I think here we don't really understand that there's a caste system within the Jewish race. And if we understood that, then we'd understand a little bit more what, who and what it is that we're dealing with. And I'm going to talk briefly, quickly, with Bill about that when we return. Some deep for knowledge. A knowledge for food. Be back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Hi, we're back. We're coming to the close of the broadcast.
can't hear you, Deanne. Well, it's coming to the end here. We got a few minutes. One thing I wanted to make a note of today in my local.
Oh, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. Bill, I just wanted to say real quick. We were going to talk real fast, if you wouldn't mind, about the caste system within the Jewish race. I think people, they clump people together. And you want to say something here, or you want to wait to another broadcast? Bill, are you there? Bill?
I lost Bill.
I lost Bill.
I wanted to mention about the Peterson. They had him listed in the paper that they couldn't find his murdered wife or the body, so that there is no murder, and they're kind of like making it okay that he's just let go. And if people remember, his third wife was found dead, and he had a key to a house that he was not supposed to have access to, and so it's like, oh, we've forgotten that he's murdered one wife, okay, and just because we can't find the next body doesn't mean that he's still innocent. But that's what was published in the paper today.
Well, the thing is, the Peterson case, again, is another thing. You know, I'm looking at all these people with the same name, Peterson, that are involved with these murders and various things. And it could be a situation, again, just to put something in your face to get you concentrating on some other measure or something so that you don't see something else that's more big, more huge, that will affect us, like the election and the things going on in the Middle East, the situation in Iraq, the situation in Pakistan, all these important things. Again, you know, this is a man that was a police officer, and he had abused his wife, and she was beaten and ended up in the hospital and got away. He just totally got away with no type of reprimand, nothing. Just get away.
Well, $1 million.
Yeah, and again, you know, if you got $1 million from insurance policies and stuff, somebody figured out you did it wrong, what happened? You'll go to jail. You'll be locked up. You know, this case, you know, is still going on. It's just they throw it in your face. They basically throw it in your face. It's okay for criminal activity to go on with law enforcement, and nobody enforces it because they enforce the law against you and they protect themselves.
Well, the tragedy is they're documenting it worldwide on BBC. This criminal cabal has inveigled itself through the hypocrisy of a democracy. I'm hoping, is this going out to South America as well tonight?
Yeah, yes. It's going out all over. You know, I get emails from New Zealand and various places, and people are just, they keep writing me, what is wrong with you people?
Yeah.
You know, and
well,
it's kind of hard for me to say. You know, what am I to say as a broadcaster? They're trying to figure out why we are so, they're calling us dumb for not seeing things right in front of our face. And they're in different countries, and they're looking at this like you look at a soap opera, and they know what the outcome is going to be.
Well, there are so few like yourself, Mike, John and Sandy Stattmiller, Manny on the board there. There are so few of us that are after the truth and bound and determined to wrest control of the hypocrisy of a democracy into a constitutional republic, which it was supposed to be, which goes back to lying to Grandma and Grandpa, who went to sleep directly after World War II.
I got to leave now, but we're at the end of the broadcast. Thank you very much, John. Bill, Manny, callers, and everybody, night and peace. We'll be back up next week, Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Please, 7 p.m. Central Time, now live tomorrow, 8 p.m. Love you all. Bye.
Good night, everybody.
With recent